Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from the Colin Cowherd Podcast. Every goal starts with an assist. As official partners of U.S. Soccer, this team is ready to deliver. Sensodyne, dentist-recommended defense of your sensitive teeth. Centrum, fueling your day with science-backed nutrients. Advil, of course, powerful inflammation-fighting pain relief. Voltaren Arthritis Gel helps penetrate deep, keeps the joints moving, and Tums, ready to counterattack with fast heartburn relief. Learn how Haleon can assist your game day goals at HaleonAssist.com/Colin.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Josh. I'm from Sacramento, California, and I love the show. Keep it up. Really good. So a story that I have happened to my friend and me dates back about 28 years ago when I was 10 years old. And he lived at San Francisco, California, and I was sleeping over at his house. It was a two-story townhome, and it was a Friday. The following day, Saturday, we were going to be going to an amusement park. The amusement park's called Great America in Santa Clara, so we were all excited because we were going to go over there, and we were talking in the evening about what rides we were going to get on first, all that good stuff, and what we're going to get on second, et cetera. So we weren't sleepy. Now his parents go upstairs, go to bed. It's about 11 in the evening now, and we're still downstairs. And so his older brother, who at that time was 16, my friend was 12 years old, his brother was like 16. He comes down and he asks us why we're still up. We tell him we're figuring it out, what we're going to do for tomorrow. And he says, well, I want to read you guys something. So he pulls out this book, kind of thick volume, that I looked at the cover, and it was famous stories or popular stories by witches, ghosts, goblins, fairies, something like that. And he opened it and it had illustrations, had little stories, paragraphs about certain myths and lore of these creatures. So he reads quite a bit to us. And now it's probably closer to midnight or a little past midnight. And well, we figure we should go upstairs to the room, try to sleep. So we go upstairs, and his room, he had a bunk bed. And so I take the top bunk, he takes the bottom, and the foot of the bed is right next to the door. So if you open the door, you wouldn't be able to open it all the way. It'll hit the foot of the bunk bed. So our feet are toward the door, and the lights are off, and we're talking about, still in hushed tones, about the next day. And suddenly, I hear a creaking noise, and a squeaking noise, and I know it's the door. And my eyes had gotten accustomed to the dark, so I do see the door starting to open, and slowly, and I'm thinking, great, you know, like, his parents now have caught us, we're still up, we're not asleep, we're going to get in trouble. And so the door opens, and I start hearing my friend from beneath me start making a noise like he's scared, or like almost like a gasp, a sustained gasp coming out from him. And so now I'm not thinking anything bad. I'm thinking it's still the parents or the mom or dad. So I'm waiting for whoever it is to just come and peek out through the bunk. And I start seeing some sort of glow. And what I see next, floating into the room, is an arm. I see it because it's outlined in this glowish light. And it has, I remember, long nails, and it looked like it was very hairy, the outline of it. So it goes, it floats to the middle of the door, of the room, turns around, and closes the door. A few seconds later, I guess we come to, and he kind of screams a little bit. I jump off the bunk from the top. I landed. The adrenaline, I guess, and I didn't hurt. And we ran into his parents' room, and he's waking them up. Mom, Dad, did you see the hand? And they wake up, and they're like, no. And to be honest, I have no idea how we went to sleep that night. The following Monday, I'm 10 years old, I'm in fifth grade. Following Monday, I go to school, and during lunch, I go to the library, and I'm looking at the books, and I see this red book. I look at the spine of the book, and it says, famous monsters from around the world. I grab it, sit down, and I start looking, flipping through the pages, and there's drawings and pictures of, like the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, et cetera, and little paragraphs next to the pictures or drawings explaining what the creature is. As I'm flipping through the pages, I come to a page and I stop because there is a drawing, not a picture, but a drawing of a furry hand, an arm, sorry, long nails all the way up to the elbow joint. And I get scared a little bit because creeped out because this just looks like what I saw 3 days before. Three nights ago. And so I read a little paragraph, and the little bits that I remember reading, it said that it was a demon, and it gave the name of the demon, that it lived under stairs. And I remember that, you know, we had to go upstairs to his room, and that it likes to be called grandpa or grandfather, and it does not like being called foul names or foul words. And so I closed it, and this is what we saw. This is what I saw. So I didn't think about it much afterwards, and I kept going to his house, and we never talked about it. One day, we go into his closet. He says there's like a false little door that you can move and go to the attic. But we were small, so he wants to look to see what's up there. So he pulls up a chair and he moves the ceiling, the false ceiling. And so he doesn't climb up there, but he reaches in his hand. He's like searching around. He hits something. He says, I found something. And he brings it down. It's a box. It's a faded box, like a shoe box. And so brings it up to the bed, and he opens it, and what we see inside are like three little like baby food jars with brownish water, like old brownish water. And next to it, inside the box, are little bones. I don't know if they were fish bones. I don't know what kind of bones. I was small. I was, you know, 10 years old. I don't know. So I put that back. So he agrees, and he puts it back. And that stuck in my head, and I'm thinking, there's something wrong with the house. Somebody, perhaps before them, renters before them, perhaps were doing something in the occult. I don't know. Well, I didn't see, they moved, and I didn't see him until we were like 15 or 14. He was like 16. And I had to bring it up about the arm. And I mentioned it to him. I said, hey, do you remember, you know, when some years ago we saw that arm? And he goes, yeah, I just didn't want to ever talk about it. And that was it. We didn't. Now, fast forward now, about, I'd say maybe like about a year ago, I found him on Facebook. He's living in Florida now. And I connected, reconnected with him just through Facebook Messenger. We haven't talked on the phone, but just through text messages. And I had to bring it up again. I said, hey, it wasn't just me. Remember 28 years ago when we were little and we were going to go to that amusement park? Remember that night after your brother read us that book? Do you remember what we saw? And he texts back saying, oh my God, yes, that was so creepy. It was that arm. And at that point, I knew that it wasn't just me that had seen that. We both saw the same exact thing at the exact same moment. Further, that book that I found in the library, I think further stamped on my brain the fact that this was a real apparition that we saw.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluff Mobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.